Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know, we went all that time with my microphone squeaking so badly.
Yeah.
And then finally I did the work. I put in the work, did the work, as millennials say. And I got it to stop squeaking. Well, now it's, try to get it in place and then not touch it because it's loose and it will fall in several places on the microphone stand.
Oh, see,
like it's
that.
Going all the way down right there. And then up here, I think I need to tighten it because there's a screw and just tighten it so this part doesn't keep falling. Mm. I mean, so, and when I say we balling on a budget.
Does the spray that you used, is that causing it
no,
or is someone messing with it?
I think it's just kind of wearing out.
Oh.
Wearing out. So if you hear a crash, it's my microphone hitting the counter.
Yeah.
The countertop.
You think you got problems. TJ's microphone is sagging.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't even know. Lindsay, did you bite your tongue eating the new beef stick because it was so good and you were in such a hurry to try it? Or how did that happen? Because she bit a chunk out of her tongue.
Yeah, lots of blood. I was in the kitchen and I was actually cooking dinner. Yeah. Or I was about to start. And I was like, let me just take a little bite because I was starving. I hadn't eaten all day. And I took a bite and I think I was so hungry that I was chewing so vigorously. And right, Brooks was doing something in the kitchen and it was annoying, to be honest. But right when I bit it, I was just happened to be looking at him and I went, and he went, "What did I do, Mom?" But really, I had bit my tongue and blood was everywhere. So, Gosh.
Mm-hmm. Scary.
Yeah. Look, did you see it, Regan?
Oh, yeah, you did.
And that was yesterday. So,
right on the tip of your tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ow.
I pulled a chunk of skin off. Yeah.
Oh.
She's so
that's
gross.
How I love my beef sticks, though. I know, I'm nasty, guys.
Meat stick.
Holy cow.
It's a meat stick.
Wow.
I'm so hungry.
I was so hungry. I couldn't wait for dinner.
And I was about to cook.
Yeah.
So, and I knew how long it was going to take me to cook it, so I was like,
You're like a grizzly bear, like after they eat wild game, and there's just blood all over them. What happened to you?
But Lindsay revealed something else about herself yesterday that's not so glamorous. And that is today's In Case You Missed It replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I don't think there's a better example of don't judge a book by its cover than our Lindsay.
Lindsay. Come here, Lindsay.
Because she's always revealing things in her life that are less than glamorous, and that was just yesterday adding another big one to the list. And it's today's In Case You Missed It replay. Check it out.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
There's a new drug trend on the rise in colleges. And you might have heard about this if you've got kids. Whippets. Whippets are back in a big way. Real big.
Oh, no.
Less drinking, less smoking weed for college kids, but more whippets. I don't know if that's a good trend. I think... if you got to dabble, maybe try a beer. Because
aren't whippets the gateway to huffing?
I think so. I mean, because a whippet is huffed.
Yeah.
So if you get comfortable with that, I could see the leap that, yo, you let me huff this.
What
thing.
Are or, you huffing with a whippet?
It's a nitrous oxide.
Oh.
And so it's like the gas that propels things in cans. So like whipped cream, I think, is nitrous oxide.
Mm. Yeah. But, so you press the little button on the whipped cream can and Regan's well,
I don't know if you want to give detailed instructions on how to do it, but.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that there's a gas that comes out of it before the whipped cream does, like a little burst.
I do put whipped cream just straight in my mouth. So when the can's done, I can, it comes. So am I I'm doing whippets.
Oh, you're just doing fatties. You're doing fatties.
Is it the same when I just tilt it up and pour it in my mouth and right there in the fridge? Am I doing drugs?
I'm crying.
Goodness.
I'm not embarrassed to tell you that I do. I just put it straight in my mouth. If I want just a little treat, I'm the only one in my house that eats it, so I feel like it's okay.
You know, as my wife has grown fond of saying, that's some 1,000-pound sister's ass right there.
You're not kidding.
I guess I didn't mean to tell y'all that.
A lot of people do that. And there's not much, there are not many calories in a little bit of whipped cream.
That's where it all started. I'm crying.
That's an inner thought. But, you know?
Maybe I don't say that out loud.
But, you know, add that to the list, Riggins.
Just
crying. Like,
unladylike things that Lindsay does.
Yeah. Just picture, midnight, just stand in the glow of the refrigerator light, just head back.
And I picture in old school curlers and, you know, long flowing nightgown thing like an old lady would wear.
Dirty slippers.
Do you picture one hand with a Slim Jim?
I mean, it's like, well, now I need something salty. Yes.
Slim Jim with a whipped cream chaser.
Yeah.
Holy
It's salty
cow.
And sweet.
What a scene. What a scene.
All right. Well, I'll keep that to myself.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Lottery everywhere. When was the last time you bought a lottery ticket, TJ?
When the Mega Millions was up to almost a billion. So right before Christmas.
Is the $1 billion mark sort of where you go? No. Okay, I have to get the ticket now?
No. It's not. I think maybe 100 million is.
100 million?
Yeah, that's when I really pay attention.
Okay.
You know.
Lindsay, are you a lottery ticket person?
No.
Not really.
I've bought a couple maybe.
Yeah,
but
it's not your thing.
What was that one big deal years ago?
Couple billion.
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe that's when I bought it.
Yeah, I think everybody in the world did. I think it was over 4 billion or 3 billion, something like that, crazy. Well, a woman has just won the lottery. Now, what makes this interesting, she's 28 years old. She's in a family of five. She's got two sisters and her parents. And she said, I was always the black sheep of the family. And this past summer, they went on a cruise and neglected to include me. So my feelings were hurt. And I asked, I didn't even find out about it until my sister posted on Instagram that they were in the Turks and Caicos, I think. Oh. And she said, she texts the family group chat. She said, hello, nobody even thought to ask me. And mom responds with, well, we knew you wouldn't want to go. And honestly, money's kind of tight. So we only had, it just kind of worked out this way.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out she won the lottery that week for $1 million. And is now sharing her story online saying, I'm not going to share any of this money with my family. And I probably won't ever speak to them again.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And the parents are upset. I think so.
Would she have spoken to him again had she not won the money?
I would imagine.
Yeah, maybe for help or if she needed financial help.
Yeah. I think she would have probably tried to repair the relationship or at least try to get things back to normal. But family has all kinds of questions now, like, why would you not help us after all? You know, we raised you. But the woman is 28. This is not like a kid still living in the house that got neglected.
And that's hurtful. Like, I wouldn't speak to him either.
If you find out on Instagram that your whole family went on a cruise without you.
Yeah.
But we're only getting her side of the story.
True.
I mean, she could have been one of those kids that was raised properly and all of that. And then, came out of a college indoctrination and then start criticizing them about their principles and all of that kind of stuff. And I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to go on vacation with somebody like that. I'm trying to see their side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, she said
I think they won the lottery by getting that cancer out of their lives.
Oh, God. Oh, now it's cancer. Turned to that.
He got rid of that venomous creature.
But I think if you're already on the outs with your family, $2 million is not the thing that's going to help you sort of rekindle the flame of familial love.
Right.
But like to say that, if I hadn't won this money and I don't need them for anything, now I'm not going to speak to them again. If I hadn't won it, I would be talking to them again.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make sense either. If you were hurt because they didn't take you on vacation, then it should be the same rules. I'm never speaking to them again, whether you're poor or whether you won the lottery. The principle should be the same.
It should be.
I think she just don't want to share the money.
I think so. Of course.
So that's why I tend to side with the family. I think she's lying.
Really?
She's not telling the whole truth about what a pill she is to deal with. I can tell.
You damn lie.
It's true. She might just end up going on a cruise all by herself because she ain't got no family no more.
Exactly.
Oh, I'll go with her.
A solo cruise.
You want to go? Yeah.
She could rent the whole boat.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
You know, one of my pet peeves, it's growing to be a popular pet peeve of mine, is when people go on the social medias to air their grievances about something. But their grievance is so specific to them. Bless you.
Thank you.
You know, it's not something that everybody else can relate to. It's not widely happening to others and all that stuff. It's just their personal grievance. It's fine if it's that, but give us more details. Like, where are you coming up with this? Why are you saying these things? Like, this woman in her car with the camera of her phone pointed as closely to her face as possible, and she's going off.
Gosh, my favorite part. They tried to force me to quit drinking coffee. They tried to force me to quit vaping. They left wrappers everywhere, empty ones, or stealing my vapes, poisoning my vape juice in Springfield. Two different vape shops poisoned my juice. Three different vape shops sold me bad coils. Military set them up to do this.
Okay.
What was that?
Like, where is that coming from? Why do you think that the military is trying to, you know, they have this personal vendetta against you and your vape juice.
Yeah.
Poison my coils?
Yeah, she's doing one of the old school big square vape things, not like a Juul type. She's got the big one that has coils in it, I guess.
And I wonder, heating coils. I wonder how she knew it was poisoned. I mean, you got sick or...
Yeah, see, there's so many details we want to know, but that's not somebody I would like to engage in a conversation with to find out, so we're just left hanging.
Right.
Yeah, I'm okay with
that. She's not worth messaging or anything.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Yeah. Maybe if I get bored enough, I'll message her. Yeah. I'm like, girl, I hear you. I believe they are poisoning your vape juice. I'm pretty sure they're doing it to me, too.
Yeah
so have you ever felt like yours was poisoned, Riggins?
Every time. I don't think that the military is involved with it.
So you don't think that Pete Hegseth was up there yesterday? Yeah. Plotting and whenever he takes over as a, you know, Secretary of Defense, that he's coming after your vape juice.
You better
personally.
Not. I like Pete. Don't do it, Pete.
Don't do it.
I had your back this whole time. You better not turn on me. Take my vapes away.
But I haven't seen one of those type of vape things in a while. The big square one that big really blows the clouds.
Cloud chasers, we call them. Mm-hmm. I'm a cloud chaser.
Oh, God.
But I wonder what it is about her that is so important that the government would want to do away with her.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why is she an asset to, or do they believe she's an asset to the Russians or somebody?
I think she believes that.
Yeah. But
that sounds in her head.
She thinks that she's such a threat because of her intelligence and all that they don't want her to reveal their secrets and stuff.
Anyway. Right.
Where's she in? Springfield, she said?
Springfield, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. She's pretty?
Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Okay. Maybe she's just too pretty and they just got to get rid of her.
She may think that. Yeah.
She's stealing her men's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She looks like me.
So, yeah, she's beautiful.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, if you watch us on the YouTubes or any of the video feeds of the show, you'll see how it'll be a fun game for you to play, to watch how slowly but methodically my microphone keeps sinking lower and lower and lower.
Love that.
I mean, what did that lady say in the clip we had yesterday? It's hanging by an eyelash.
Hanging by eyelash.
Hanging by eyelash. See, I'm completely thrown off because I left the house this morning and forgot my wallet fold.
Yeah.
And I had to go back and get it because, you know, I needs the money.
Sure.
and then, you do that thing where you go, do I really need that today? And then I thought, I got errands to run today. I'm going to be driving around. This would be the day I got pulled.
Yep, for sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But happens.
When you do something like that, it kind of feels like it sets you back for the rest of the day. When you make one small mistake, you're like, oh, man, that's put me 5 minutes behind. Now I just feel like didn't start it off on the right foot.
Hate it. I've been, to be honest with you, I was caught up this morning in this celebrity beef that's going on. Not Drake and Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Jill Biden and Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, I haven't seen this.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, Nancy Pelosi was part of the gang that forced Joe Biden out of the presidential race to get Kamala in. Well, Jill Biden didn't like that. Because, you know, Obama and his crew and all that, they called the shots for the entire presidency and campaign, everything about Joe Biden. They called all the shots. And Pelosi was part of that whole thing about getting him out. Pelosi, George Clooney, you know, those people. And so Joe Biden was doing, but this is the difference in how a beef in the political world starts and a beef in the rap world. They had all these big stories about the beef between Jill Biden and Nancy Pelosi that's heating up. And Jill Biden did an interview, and in it she said, yeah, we were really good friends for 50 years and I'm very disappointed in the way that happened. So
very,
yeah,
very polite.
That's a political woman beef going there, but
yeah. Girl fight.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it. Yeah. I mean, you guys, I like that she's standing up for her husband. I like that.
Yeah. You know, since he can barely stand up for himself.
I mean, hey, come on.
Zinger.
Hopefully it doesn't devolve into like twittering and, you know, back and forth. Yeah. Like, girl, that's why your forehead big. You're like, what?
Yeah. Who was it? Nicki Minaj and who?
Cardi B.
Cardi B. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It probably won't end up in that. But
maybe not.
I hope not. Mm-hmm. Girl, I see your wave during that interview.
You know, devolve into Jill Biden making snide comments about Nancy Pelosi's facelifts and you know, the whole thing.
That'd be terrible.
That hits below the belt. You don't make fun of a botched facelift.
Well, I mean, I don't think Nancy Pelosi's facelifts are botched. I think she just had so many of them.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks good.
Yeah, she's,
you know,
yeah.
She's well into her 80s now, I think.
Somebody should have told her no, though, I think. She had many.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Ain't no telling Nancy Pelosi no. Hey, Lindsay opened her big sassy mouth yesterday and got us all in trouble. We got a complaint email about, I mean, a DM about her.
Can't wait.
So we'll get into that coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
If you haven't seen this week's edition of the TJ and Jody's House podcast or heard it, go get it at our homepage, tjriggins.com, or on wherever you get that kind of stuff on your phone or device. Sponsored by Cozy Earth. You can get that bubble cuddle blanket of mine. It's selling like crazy because I'm endorsing it. 41% off the blanket or anything else at Cozy Earth when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the promo code TJ. Very fancy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Very fancy, luxurious. Okay. So, you know, Lindsay's got a mouth on her.
Oh, please. Tell me about it.
We all know that. I mean, she's just always being sassy, just firing off.
Sure.
You know, just whatever. Just whatever comes to her. Well, we got a dim from her coming in here yesterday and making fun of the Plant Music Channel on the satellite radio.
Oh, no.
I can't wait.
Says, you make me sick. Because Lindsay was making fun of, you know, people saying that if you play music for plants, it makes them grow and you should do that to be kind to them and all that. She said, how dare you or anyone question the power of music for plants? It's not just some hippie idea dreamt up by bored gardeners. There's actual science behind it. Studies have shown that plants respond to sound, vibrations, and music can stimulate growth, improve health, and even increase yield. Are we really going to ignore the evidence just because it sounds a bit unconventional? Plants are living beings, and they deserve the best care we can give them. If playing music can help them thrive, then why on earth wouldn't we do it? It's not like it's a huge effort to set up a speaker and let some tunes play. And let's be honest, if it turns out that music doesn't help, what's the harm? At least we tried something new and gave our plants a little extra love. TJ, I'll say this. Open your minds and give it a shot. I have more than one mind, obviously.
Yeah.
Must seem like that.
I guess so.
Maybe it's time to do a little more research to see the incredible results for yourself. Maybe you'd have nicer grass if you played some music for it.
Stop.
Because I'm always talking about my, I can't get the grass in my yard to do well.
Whoa.
Okay. Well, here's what I have to say to this young lady. The science, I did not argue. I did not say this wasn't true or didn't have evidence backing up. I said it's blank and stupid. So, I mean, whatever. I'm not arguing with you.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing. I just think you're dumb for doing it.
But I suspect this person has been growing plants at their home for a long time, as in marijuana plants.
Oh.
Because she referred to music as tunes.
Right.
Anybody who refers to a song as a tune, that's a good tune, man. That's a pothead. Old school dope head.
Old school pothead.
That's a tune.
Yeah.
They clearly listened to the show a lot. They knew about your grass and heard the comments yesterday from Lindsay. But yeah, that just rubbed them the wrong way, I guess.
Is it a lady or a man?
Oh, they didn't sign it, but I'm assuming it's a woman.
Yeah, I assumed that.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you say? I'm sorry.
I don't see a man complaining about something like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you never know. These days.
Yeah.
Music for plants.
Okay. Well, we need to take a break and play some tunes.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
All right, so there's a major rap beef going on that's continuing, really. But this goes beyond just rap.
Yeah.
Drake is suing his own music label. It's the Universal Music Group, UMG.
See, and that's when I get interested in a rap beef, when it goes into legitimate legal proceedings.
Yeah.
Now I'm interested in it.
The fact that you're suing your own company.
Uh-huh.
Basically what happened, Drake is a rapper. Kendrick Lamar is a rapper. They've had a problem for a while. They each released diss songs. But Kendrick Lamar's song called Not Like Us was a massive viral hit. And Drake is saying that his own music label used that song to push forward rumors about him, including that he's a pedophile and a variety of things, and have tarnished his reputation forever, and are artificially bumping up the streams of this song that is a diss against him.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of rap stuff, but.
Now, when they say his own label, does he own the label?
No.
Okay, it's the label he's on.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
That Kendrick Lamar is also on.
Yeah. First of all, both of them extremely overrated as as far as musicians. Both, especially Kendrick Lamar, way overrated. Yeah. I know West Coast rap, and he's not on the caliber with them, even though they say he is. Anyway, what about LeBron? You know about LeBron being in it?
Yes. So, yeah, there's a story that Drake sort of got women together for LeBron, and I know that plays a role in it.
Right, because LeBron and Drake were friends.
Correct.
And LeBron made a video of himself dancing to or rapping with the Kendrick Lamar song.
Right.
That they say is calling Drake a pedophile.
Yeah. Exactly.
The pedophile.
So he's.
So now it's like, okay, well, you're going to do that. Then I'm going to tell I'm out getting women for you.
Exactly. Or whatever. Not only did you hurt my rap career, I lost a friend. It just hurts even worse, doesn't it? So, yeah, I mean, it's a crazy little celebrity story, but it was the biggest story yesterday, aside from Joe Biden addressing the nation and sort of saying his farewell before the inauguration happens on Monday. So. That is happening. Today is National Fig Newton Day.
Love.
Ooh, love them.
You both like Fig Newtons?
Yeah. Love? Oh, you know I do.
I'm a huge fig person.
That is such an old person snack.
It is.
Well, my kids love them.
Really?
Yep.
I don't know a single kid that likes a Fig Newton except for yours, I guess.
Yeah, you put a Chips Ahoy in front of me or a Fig Newton, I'm taking the Fig Newton every time. Every time.
I don't think I've ever even tasted one.
But they go stale pretty quickly. Yeah. I like them when they're fresh and soft, you know. Mm.
A fresh fig Newton. Yeah, that's the way to your heart.
It's not a cookie. It's figs and cake, Riggins.
Yeah.
Oh, it's right. Figs and cake.
That's what they call it, yeah.
And it is actual
it's
fig.
A, it's kind of like a pastry with a fig preserve kind of stuffing in it.
Oh.
It's good.
Well, and and my kids don't know it's fig. I mean, they don't know what a fig is, but they just, mm-hmm. it's good. That's how good. It's sweet. And it's
like I like a blueberry Newton as well.
Oh, love it.
Oh, my gosh. I've got to tell you the craziest story. It involves blueberries. I met the craziest person I've ever met yesterday. And I'll tell you about it next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So I met the craziest guy yesterday. I'm walking around with Riley. He's trying to lose some. I'm trying to make him lose some weight. So we're going into new neighborhoods.
That's Riggins' husband, by the way, if you're a new listener.
And we're happy. So don't even try. Walking around with him. I'm in a new neighborhood I haven't been in before. And I'm walking down the sidewalk and I come upon this house that still has their Christmas decorations up. I'm not judging. We listen and we don't judge, right? Isn't that what they say on the internet?
Yeah.
I don't care. You got your Christmas decorations up, but it does stand out. So I notice him as I'm walking down the sidewalk. And as I approach his house, there's a guy standing in the garage with the door open, with hands on his hips. And he goes, "That's a chow chow." And I said, yeah, I get that all the time. I have a big fluffy dog. He's not a chow chow, but he, I guess, resembles one. So he said, "That's a chow chow." I said, "Oh, no, he's not." But and he goes, that's a handsome dog. I'm from Lebanon. And he's not a white guy and he's not a black guy. I don't even know that he's a biracial guy. I think he's like a quadracial guy. There was like a lot, just an interesting look about him. Mm-hmm. And he said, "I'm from Lebanon." And I'm pretty sure Lebanon, people from Lebanon don't look like that. So I said, "Oh, cool." And he goes, yeah. "I'm from Lebanon. Are you going to breed him?" I was like, no, he's not. No, I've already got him neutered. He's not. Okay, well, if you're going to breed him, I'd like a puppy. So he just like either didn't hear or didn't click. He starts coming down the sidewalk and I'm going to let Riley talk, to, you know, meet the guy or whatever. Mm. Let him pet him. And he says, I'm from Lebanon. I grew up with Turtle Man. You know, live action. And I'm like, I didn't know. You talking about the guy from TV? He's like, yeah, live action. Yeah, I was like, I didn't know he was from Lebanon. He goes, he's out there from Marion County too. And I'm like, what? He's
talking about Lebanon, Tennessee.
Kentucky. Lebanon, Kentucky. I'm like, now my head is going in like three different directions. I don't know what he's saying. He doesn't know what I'm saying. So it's just this weird conversation.
But evidently he talks like the Turtle Man from the reality show, where they hunt turtles.
Fast forward, I went and watched like 10 Turtle Man videos to see like what. So he goes on the story. Yeah, I'm friends with Turtle Man and he's a grand marshal of our parade out there in Lebanon. And you know, it's very competitive to be the Grand Marshal in Lebanon. I'm like, maybe it is. I don't know.
When you said that, I don't know what Turtle Man is. I was picturing like a Ninja Turtle. I thought he was just crazy.
No, it's a really, really country guy, maybe even a hillbilly they would call him, but I don't know. In Kentucky, it varies. But yeah, he's kind of, you know, crazy, jumps into, I think if I remember correctly, jumps into waters and grabs snapping turtles and he might even be an exterminator, like gets wildlife out of your house and stuff like that if they come in. I'm not quite sure. I don't remember.
He was like,
I just remember him being crazy.
Yeah. He was like the local guy that you'd call when you had possums or turtle, whatever you were trying to get off your property.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm walking down the sidewalk. He goes, "Be careful out there." And I'm looking down at the sidewalk and there's like these black spots. It looks like bird poop all over the sidewalk. The neighbors had thrown a Home Alone themed party where they set up booby traps around their house and froze blueberries and threw them out on the sidewalk for people to trip on.
What?
I swear.
This story gets weirder and weirder.
It was the weirdest experience I've ever had. I said, I got to go back to this neighborhood.
Okay, so it's a neighborhood that's not your, you walk
to. I don't live there.
It's a long walk that you take every day. You go to a different neighborhood.
Yeah, they were nice houses, but it was just, that was a character. He was a character.
Wow.
Yeah.
So frozen blueberries on the sidewalk, trying to trip people.
I was like, and so what if somebody trips on the frozen sidewalk and they crack their head open? That was outside. I can't imagine what was going on the inside. So crazy story.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.